Welcome to Where the Rubber Meets the Road with Pastor A.J. Warner, brought to you by His Will Ministry. Our aim is to encourage you in the Word of God and to bring Pastor's anointed teaching and to show you the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Let us know how the Lord is using this program to bless you. We pray that you will draw nearer to the Lord through Pastor's teaching and preaching, and that you will be built up in the body of Christ. This radio program is only one of our many outreaches. We appreciate the opportunity to encourage you in your walk with Jesus. To learn more about His Will Ministry, please visit us on the World Wide Web at HisWillMinistry.org.
Or I sing, Majesty, worship His Majesty. In this building, doesn't do me any good if I'm not out there worshiping His Majesty in front of the world so they know Jesus lives. He said it right here. They did miracles. These people did miracles. These people stood up in front of their congregation and they healed people. They prophesied in Jesus' name. They did mighty works. And He says, leave me alone, you evildoers, because you didn't do the Word of God. Well, I'll tell you what, if you've got a man of God up here that'll preach to you, that'll bring healing to you, that'll do mighty prophecies for you and do mighty works, and He doesn't tell you you need to do the will of God. He doesn't tell you to get out there and start preaching the gospel. He doesn't tell you to wake up and start working. Better get your hat and run again. It doesn't do any good if you got a man that'll do mighty works if he's not telling you the truth. And that's what Jesus says here. The will of God. Let's look back at Jude and see what Jude says about how you and I should live. Back at chapter 1, because we can't go anywhere else in Jude. Chapter 1, verse 17. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who will set up divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on the Most High faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now here's the key of where you and I should be. Convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. You know what he's telling you there, don't you? Same thing Paul said. Be different. He says, convince some. Convince some who doubt. That doesn't mean you have to beat them over the head. Love them. Show them. Talk to them. You're the only Jesus they may ever see. Then he says, snatch some out of the fire. I love that one. Snatch some right out of the fire. Amen. Are we snatching anybody out of the fire? Come on, guys. We're Pentecostals. What does that mean? We have the Spirit of God within us. We live so far below, it's not even funny. Today, the Spirit showed up. He spoke to us. My wife asked me, she says, why were you shaking during services? I'm like, hello, it wasn't me. I have no control. I was just, you know, the Spirit was, I knew the Spirit was here. We felt that, haven't we, Tito? Haven't we, Ray? We felt it. And yet, He stops. Only you can answer why. I honestly believe the Spirit wants to come into this building like you and I have no idea. I feel deep down inside that He wants to have come in here, come into this town like you and I have no idea in the world. We just won't let Him. Because we're not focused on Him and the Lord. The Spirit of God cannot come into this building and come over all of us if we're sitting here looking at our watch thinking, isn't Pastor done preaching yet? Or we're thinking, man, if he doesn't hurry up, we won't get to Village Inn before the crowd. But if we're thinking, you know, I've got to get to work by 5 o'clock and I really want to have a little nap. You see what I'm getting at, though? I have been led to this church. I don't know why. My wife and I don't know why. I think it's an answer to Kathy and Pastor's prayer, which they'll never tell us what it was. I think it was, could you bring us somebody weird and crazy? But we were brought into this body. And God has given us a heart and a love for you guys that we can't say. We can't put it in words. You know, we went over and visited Bob and Loopy, and like I told them today, I told Loopy, you need something, you dial the phone, we'll drive from Pinedale down here. But that's not Bob and Loopy, that's for every one of you. Amen. That's what God has put in our hearts. Amen. You need something, you call us. We'll come. If there's any way to be there for you, we will. That's Him. That's not us. Amen. We'd rather stay in Pinedale take a nap. But He's put that in us. He's gotten to us so bad that, I mean, we're on our faces in the morning, and then we can't go to bed. We go over to the little ministry office, and we're over there for 2-3 hours every night, praying, worshiping. I mean, I don't know what He's got going, but God, you know, it's just like today when the Spirit showed up. The only words He kept giving me over and over and over all morning long was, know your place in the Spirit. Know your place in the Holy Spirit. You know, if we know our place in the Holy Spirit and we know what God wants of us, we're going to grab on and we're going to hold on for dear life because we're never going to want to let go of it. You know, I don't know about the rest of you, but when I feel the power of God come down in here, I almost want to fall to my face and just beg Him to stay. Amen. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want a sermon. I don't want music. I don't want anything. I just want the power of God to show up.
Amen.
But we stop Him. I honestly believe the Holy Spirit wants to get in here so bad, wants to get into our hearts so bad. What does He say here? Convince them who doubt. Snatch him out of the fire. Have mercy on someone with fear. Now think about that. What is that telling you? Go out and take care of somebody that you're scared of or you're worried they're going to hurt you. Have mercy on someone with fear. Partially fear for that way and partially fear that you don't do it, God's going to... You know, that's the biggest problem. We forget. What does Solomon say in Proverbs? The beginning of all wisdom is the fear of the Lord. How many of you fear the Lord that much anymore? I do. Gertie does. There's a few in here, but think about it. We're talking to God that in a blink of an eye, left a hole in the ground where Sodom and Gomorrah were. Yeah. We're talking to God that wiped out the whole world. He didn't just get mad at one person. He wiped out the whole world and left a family in a boat. We're talking to God that if He wasn't watching us through the covering of Jesus, could get mad enough that we were a thick pile of ashes. But because Jesus Christ covers us, He doesn't. But eventually He will. Eventually He will. Do you know what it says about the time that Noah lived in? Every thought was continually evil. We're getting close, people. Turn on your televisions. Watch the news. Just listen to your neighbors. We are getting so close to that again. I don't know whether God is going to come send His Son tomorrow or 20 years from now or 100. But I'm betting not very far. 3 months ago, I got a vision. I was driving down the road. I told Ray about this, and I've never really shared these things. I kind of feel weird. But I'll share this as closing tonight on how to live. Because I believe this is a vision for the church. I don't think this is just a vision for Jay. I believe it's a vision for the church. I was driving into the oil field to work on a rig, help one of the guys that works for us. And I was going down the road at 65 miles an hour, and you can ask my wife, I called her right afterwards, I phased. I was gone. I don't know how long I was gone, but in that short time I saw a vision. It was all darkness, and then I saw a beam of light, lightning, whatever you want to call it, come down and land on me. And I started to glow and be filled with the Holy Ghost like never been filled, and power. And then, like that, just as fast, I was back driving the truck. Now, I have no idea how long. It could have been a millisecond. But I immediately called my wife and I said, did anything happen to you? And she said, no. I didn't have anything happen to me. Well, you know, to say the least, I was kind of freaked. Thinking, Lord, did this just happen, or am I having a bad day? These things don't happen, okay? To me, at least. I just don't drive down the road and I'm gone and I'm back. That's just too weird. So I said, Lord, you got to show me. Well, God's shown me something over the years that God's number three is Father, Son, Holy Ghost. So about 2 days later, I had a dream. Now, the dream was slightly different. In this dream, it was all blackness. And there was just little lights coming down and hitting the ground. But I was the only one I saw. It came down, hit me again. The same thing happened. Then I woke up. But the weird thing is, every single time I tried to tell my wife, it was like I was dumb. I couldn't say it. Every time I opened my mouth to tell her, it was as if there was this hand that just went, woo, woo, woo. And so what I did is I started to fast. And I know how long I was going to fast. I figured 10 days. So I started to fast. I said, Lord, if this is you, you've got to show my wife. You've got to show my wife. Because at first I thought, well, what could this be? And God kept leading me. This was the Spirit coming down on His chosen in the end times. And I kept thinking, Lord, you've got to show me. At the end of a 10-day fast, I had preached here Sunday morning and Sunday evening. At the end of the fast, we went back to the Ramada Inn, and I was kind of depressed. Because I was figuring, I'm going to fast for 10 days, God. You gotta show my wife. I was kind of depressed. So I went to bed and she went to bed. We turned out the lights, her head hit the pillow. That woman could have hit the roof. She shot out of bed so fast and was on her knees. And she first told me, I just had a vision. It's horrible. I said, what was it? Because she misinterpreted it because she hadn't had everything I had. And she said, I saw all this horrible blackness. And then all of a sudden these rays came down from heaven, falling on all these people, and every person it hit started to glow and have the powers of God. Not me, not her, every person it hit. That was an answer to a 10-day fast, and you can't tell me that's not a vision for the church by God. And I've never mentioned it to anybody but my wife, and today I said it to Ray, and I realized that's a vision for the church. That's what God wants. That tidal wave, you know, I can go and recount. I can spend hours recounting the dreams and visions that God has shown Mary and I for the last 2 years. And they all add up to these with that tidal wave of blackness. And we're going to be the ones that are in that group that the power of God comes down, and we're not ashamed to stand up there no matter what happens and say, Jesus Christ is my Savior and this is the Word of God and He don't do new things. Or we're going to be the ones that are standing there playing golf on Sunday morning instead of being in church, and the blackness is going to come over us and we'll never know it. It's your choice. James says, but beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God and wait for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I'm telling you, lukewarm ain't the way to go. Sleepy isn't the way to go. You want to see this building so full that we have a little 3-foot row right here and all of these overflows open? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. We have seen things. We've seen miracles. Mary has 9 brothers and sisters. 7 are alive. Most of them don't know Jesus. We have one of her brothers, and I'm not going into all, one of these days I want her to get up here and I want her to give her testimony. One of her brothers wants to come up and be baptized. The other day her sister, out of the blue, emailed her and told her that she loved Jesus with every fiber, she can't spell, with every fiber of her body. She meant fiber, but she typed it. She loved Jesus with every fiber of her body. But then she went on to do something she'd never had the guts to do. Apologize to her sister for some of the things she'd done. Because Mary had loved her unconditionally. She now loves Jesus with every fiber. And you know, it isn't Mary, it isn't Jay, it's Jesus Christ. All it is Jesus Christ, because she said to her brothers and sisters, I have forgiven you and I love you and I love you and I love you, and they are coming to Jesus. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. It has us letting the Spirit work through. And if we are not going to, then we're lukewarm. Think about it this week. Get back into Revelation. If you didn't do it last week, I'm so proud of Tito for looking up that stuff that I picked on him about. I want you guys to do the same. Go back into Revelation. Read every one of the churches and see where you are. I'm hoping you'll find yourself in the Church of Philadelphia. Amen. Honey, hand me right under that door. Hand me this right here. Yeah, I want to read you this. This is from the Church of Philadelphia, but this is what the Greek means. God led me to this 4 months ago, and this is what the Greek means. Okay, in here, I'm going to read you what it says about Church of Philadelphia, and this is where I want you guys to get. This is the point. Behold, I have set before you, I know your works, before I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. I know you have little power, yet you have kept my word and not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews but are not and lie. Behold, I'll make them come down and bow down before your feet and learn that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you. Now, this is the promise. I will keep you from the hour of trial to come upon the earth. Now, here's just this small part, what it means in Greek. I see the deeds or occupation. The Greek word means job. I see the occupation. See, I have given in your sight, okay? You guys, spiritually, if you're here, you can see this. I have given you in your sight an open door, an entrance which nobody can shut. For you have a small amount, and the word in the Greek is you have a small amount of miraculous power. And you have taken care of my word. You've nurtured my word. You've taken care of my word and have not denied my name or authority. See, those people knew what they were doing. It says they have a little bit left. But that little bit had miraculous power to it. That little bit, they'd never denied Jesus' name or His authority. Get it? His authority. You want to cast out demons? You got to be at the Church of Philadelphia. Because if you're at the Church of Philadelphia, you're in His will. You want to raise the dead? You want to stop cancer in its tracks? You want to have that miraculous power occurring in this church? And impolitely as one can say, get off your duff and get to work. Jesus said, I go for life more abundantly. He said, you shall do greater things than me. Yes, we can do greater things as a body, as a gigantic body of Christ than Jesus could. But you don't see anybody raised from the dead in here, do you? I've seen miracles and I've seen healings, but they're very sporadic. They weren't that way in Peter's day. Because they had that faith. They hadn't put God in a little tin box that didn't account for miracles. See, that's how we get enthused. We believe it. See, they came back believing it. And they have to hold on to that now until it starts happening here. God, I believe, wants something happening here. I really do. I believe at the bottom of my heart. We've seen it. Now, the Holy Spirit came down and His message wasn't just, you guys, I love you, you love me, let's have a good time. Jesus gave us a true message. I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. Time is short. You want to be in the Church of Philadelphia, then you need to hold on to what little you have and you need to nurture it. You need to make it grow. We have no choice, people. The time is growing dark. We have no choice. We have to go forward or fall off. What does the Bible tell us? It says in the end days there'll be a great falling away. How can you fall away if you don't know the way? Think about it. Everybody says there's going to be a great falling away, which means, oh yeah, we're in it. Look at the world. It's evil. It's bad. Uh-uh. You have to know the way before you can fall away. So what does that mean? If that great falling away is going to happen, that means, just like Mary's vision, that cloud of evil is going to engulf many. That's your falling away. Your great falling away is when a man of God can stand in front of the world and tell me, I'm going to do this because the Holy Spirit's doing a new thing. I'm going to do this because it shows I'm a mature Christian. Doesn't matter what they're talking about. If it's not in here, it's not of God. The time is short and it's up to you guys. As for me and my house, we're going to run. We're going to run and we're going to run as hard as God will let us run in preaching and teaching and sending out the word to anybody that will hear it. Will you? It's a hard thing. Because I honestly believe before it's over, we're going to see persecution in this country like you've never known. Do you guys realize that last week Canada started working on a law to make the Bible hate speech? You realize that? Canada started working on a law to make the Bible hate speech, to declare the Bible hate. I don't think it's going to be long before you start seeing that blackness. And we're going to have to make up our signs. And we're going to have to make up our minds. And we're going to have to make up our hands with this book. And we're going to have to decide which side we're going to stand on. And I'm afraid to say it, but I really believe it in my heart. There's going to come a time in this country. And I'm hoping that, like he says right here at the Church of Philadelphia, we will be taken from that time of trial. But I have a feeling it's not long off in this country, many years, before we are not going to be able to say to somebody, you're a sinner and need to repent, because that's going to be hate speech.
Hi, this is Mary Warner. I'd like to thank you for listening to today's broadcast. If you've never asked Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, I would like to invite you to do that with me right now. It'll be the most important decision you ever make in your life. Bow your head with me now in prayer. Father, we come to you right now as sinners in need of a Savior. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for all of our sins. We are heartfully sorry for them. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts and cleanse us with your precious blood. You died to set us free from sin. We accept that gift of salvation, Jesus, and we will turn away from our lives of sin and follow you. Thank you, Father, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Thank you that He has resurrected from the dead and right now sits at your right hand in heaven interceding for us. Thank you, Father, for providing the pardon for sin that we don't have to spend an eternity suffering in hell. If you prayed that prayer with me right now, please contact us at His Will Ministry, Post Office Box 1933, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941, or online at info@hiswillministry.org. Your new life in Christ Jesus has begun. You need to be baptized by immersion in water and seek out Christian fellowship. You will grow daily in your new spiritual life by reading God's Word, the Bible. Send your prayer request to me, Mary Warner, the prayer team supervisor of His Will Ministry, to Mary@hiswillministry.org. Your financial investment in this ministry helps us send the gospel around the world. Write us at His Will Ministry, Post Office Box 1933, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941. And have a wonderful day today serving Jesus.